spring, summer, and fall, they are everywhere. Green lizards. From backyards to office buildings, swamps to downtown streets, these lizards, or green annals, are found everywhere in Baton Rouge, and there are lots of them.
The numbers are relatively large. There's probably several hundred thousand green annals living in the greater Baton Rouge area.
But what happens to them in winter? Dr. Christopher Austin is the head curator of amphibians and reptiles for the LSU Museum of Natural Science. Turns out, we have more than just alligators around these parts.
The subtropical climate of Baton Rouge is fantastic for reptiles, and thus we see lizards and snakes around Baton Rouge.
But unlike the alligator, green annals aren't found anywhere else on Earth.
Yeah, they're native to the southeastern United States.
Predators regulate their population throughout the year, like snakes and birds such as the kestrel and shrike. But one hard winter is all it takes.
So they just can't take overly cold winters. So when we get temperatures in the mid-20s or even low-20s, that can result in the death, the mortality of hibernating lizards, which you'll see as a reduction in sort of the number of lizards that you'll see the next spring.
Which is good news if you're a green annal because, on the other hand, a warm winter helps increase their numbers. Kind of like this one. Right now, they're in tree holes, crevices, and don't be alarmed, beneath your floorboards. And Dr. Austin says if this record-setting warm winter keeps up the way it's been going, you can bank on seeing more green annals around your house this spring. For WRKF, I'm Frank Barnett.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Bazile, Saxe, and Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.